With SRN News, I'm John Scott. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump is planning to drastically reduce the size of the Education Department.
The Department of Education was founded in the 1970s, and since then we have spent more than $3 trillion at this federal bureaucracy. What has been the return on that investment for the American taxpayer? Levels that are less than ideal, less than proficient.
Leavitt says the department will not be completely shut down, which would require congressional action. Also at SRNnews.com, more talks on ending the Russia-Ukraine war will be taking place soon following high-level phone calls this week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Trump spoke separately with Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky, with the parties agreeing to a limited ceasefire. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says more talks are scheduled.
Technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire.
She said Presidents Trump and Zelensky agreed this could be the first step toward the full end of the war. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
Meanwhile, senior military officers from countries across Europe and beyond are meeting outside London to discuss plans for an international peacekeeping force for Ukraine as details of a partial ceasefire continue to be worked out. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes rose in February. Existing home sales rose 4.2% last month from January. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. Average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose slightly for the second week in a row. The rate rose to 6.67% from 6.65% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.87%. This is SRN News. An astronaut talks about his faith.
Butch Wilmore just got back to Earth after about 9 months on the International Space Station. The rub is he was only supposed to be up there about a week. He and fellow astronaut Suni Williams got stranded after their capsule broke down. The duo are finally back, and Wilmore says he got through the ordeal by leaning on his faith in Christ, adding, quote, Jesus is working out his plan and his purposes for his glory, and I am content because I understand that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition has submitted a bill to Parliament that would ban gay pride parades. The legislation would make it an offense to hold or attend any events that violate Hungary's child protection statutes, which prohibit the depiction or promotion of homosexuality to children. This new bill is almost certain to pass as the ruling coalition has a two-thirds majority in Parliament. This is SRN News. The International Olympic Committee selects its new president today.
There are seven candidates for the election, all of them IOC members, but it seems to be shaping into an election between three strong candidates. Juan Antonio Samaranch, whose father was a long-time president more than 20 years ago, and two former Olympic champions, the track and field president Sebastian Coe and the Zimbabwe sports minister Kirsty Coventry, who is an Olympic champion swimmer.
Correspondent Graham Dunbar says outgoing President Thomas Bach formally leaves office on Olympic Day, June 23rd. Germany reopening its embassy in Damascus 13 years after it was shut in the early days of Syria's civil war. Germany, one of the leading powers in the European Union, of the 27 nations bloc's other members, Italy reopened its embassy last year before the fall of President Assad. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.